Blackstone Audio presents Bob Dylan, A Spiritual Life by Scott M. Marshall. This book is read by Dan John Miller. To my wife, an incredible woman, an invaluable therapist, social worker, an excellent photographer, and absolute best friend. Foreword. Bob Dylan will not be labeled. For 5 decades now, he has avoided the trappings of every group that has wanted to claim him as their own. Call Dylan whatever you want, but the name won't stick. What does stick is his music, in part because his songs contain a deep, abiding spirituality that moves listeners like me more than the songs of any other artist. In theory, I suppose, I should be bothered by Scott Marshall's book, since it could be argued that Bob Dylan, A Spiritual Life, is an attempt to label Dylan as a man of faith. But while the book does at times feel like an apologetic for Dylan's enduring Christianity, it also rigorously evidences his continuing Judaism, and as a result, I found myself once again marveling at Dylan's refusal to be pinned down. And Dylan is no mere contrarian. He doesn't cast off labels by simply arguing against them, but instead, his words and actions force the titles thrust upon him to fall away because of their obvious incompleteness. That said, Marshall's book is a deeply compelling documentation of Dylan's belief in the biblical God of both the Old and New Testament. For those of us who are religious and love Dylan's music, this topic is of obvious interest. But what matters most about this book to me personally is that it has expanded the way I think about Dylan's musical library. Since reading these pages, I have begun to think of the religious and spiritual dimensions of Dylan's music in a less linear fashion. I no longer think of Slow Train Coming, Saved, and Shot of Love as his Christian records, but instead I fancy the idea that when Dylan recorded them, he was being topical, as if Jesus were the present subject on his Theme Time Radio Hour show. Perhaps instead of spreading these songs of religious devotion throughout his body of work, as U2 has done, he instead stacked them into 3 dense albums and now spreads them out in concert amongst the rest of his songs. U2 has been called the most Christian mainstream band in the world, but isn't there more Christianity in the aforementioned 3 Dylan records than all of U2's records combined? Perhaps by stacking these songs into 3 back-to-back albums, Dylan aggressively took on the label of born-again Christian, only to abandon the limitations of that label by returning to his Jewish roots with the brilliant album Infidels. Maybe Dylan really does live according to the title of my favorite of his albums.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?